welcome our guest this week, Kat Dixon from UKSA.
Hello.
Hello.
You are the new CEO as of May.
Yes.
What should we know about Kat Dixon? Tell us something people wouldn't know.
So some people might know, but I suppose something a bit different is I hold the world record for the fastest circumnavigation of the globe on a tandem bicycle.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
It is. Now, what gave you the idea to do that? Had you seen there was a world record and you wanted to beat it? Or was it just, do this?
There was a bit of that. But I think we set out to actually be faster than the men. So we're
good. We like that.
So we did... I mean, I'd always wanted to ride around the world, and it was an opportunity to do that. And we thought, well, why not break a world record?
Absolutely.
And off we went. And we did actually end up being faster than men, so that was kind of nice.
So I think now we know that, we'll probably have to get you back for a whole interview just on that.
Absolutely.
But one question on that. Yeah. Okay. What was the highlight? What one moment will you always sort of treasure from that trip?
Oh, there's just so many moments, actually.
I'm sure.
I mean, I think that my favourite country was probably Myanmar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And, yeah, somewhere where actually you wouldn't be able to go now.
Yeah.
But just riding through that, and the people were just so lovely and so kind and helpful. And so there was just lots of amazing experiences.
Kind of restores your faith in the world when you have that kind of experience.
Actually, that's exactly what it did. It really restored my faith in human beings because... You know, I think we're all very similar, actually, and people were really kind, and they would go out their way, they'd offer us food, accommodation, and it was really restorative in that way.
Fabulous. We are definitely going to have you back to hear more about that.
Yeah, definitely. I've got 101 questions about that.
Not why you're here today. So you're here to tell us about UKSA. Now, I think, having been on the island 20 years myself, it's a charity that unless you're involved in it or know people who go there, we've got a lot of islanders who probably don't really know a lot. So what would you like people to know about UKSA? You've just produced an impact report, which is fantastic. I mean, there's so much in there. So what exactly are you offering there? If somebody said, I've never heard of it, tell me more.
Okay. Well, it's a charity and it does some fantastic work. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm on the island. So it does, it works with children and young people. So children can come to our place in West Cowes. They can do a fantastic adventure, water adventure, building water safety, confidence, building their own resilience, their teamwork, all of the stuff, all of those really, really important life skills. And we work with lots of children on the island. So we're working with, I think, something like 27 schools. And a lot of our programmes are funded. So particularly if you're from a financially disadvantaged background, you can come, we will fund you, you'll be able to participate in
those activities. Because I think schools, is it year six that come?
Yeah, so we have something called Test the Water. So every year six child on the island will get access to that program. They can come along and have just a wonderful time in the water, learning lots of new skills. Yeah. So, and we also have something called Polly's Challenge, which is we generally run during the holidays, and again that's for children on the island. So I think we've had something like 11,000 children from the Isle of Wight that actually participated.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, we train predominantly young people, but actually people in general in terms of maritime careers. So if people are thinking about a career in maritime, then they can come to us and we will train them. So,
and when we say maritime, that's not just working on a posh yacht, is it?
It's not.
It could be, because I think a lot of people think, it's a super yacht, it's a posh yacht.
That they think of the Navy, to be honest.
So what's the breadth of that?
So you could be a yacht, but it also could be a workboat, it could be stewarding, it could be, there's a whole range of opportunities. And we have a program actually called Maritime Futures, where you can come as a young people, you could see the breadth of the sort of things that you could do in maritime, because we are a maritime nation actually.
Yes. Yeah.
And learn about that. And again, we have a lot of funded programs. So it might be that we can actually fund you and train you. So I'll give you an example of that. We have a cadet program. It's a 4-year program. You come, you do some initial training with us. we find you an employer, then you kind of work with the employer and you come back and do training from time to time. And with that program, you know, you could, it could be funded for you.
So a real career path.
Could be an absolutely fantastic job.
And I think that's something on the island, we so often talk about the limited opportunities for young people, but actually there's a whole industry saying, come join us.
Come join us. And or it could be, you know, we could be water sports. So, you know, water sports, we're always looking for water sports instructors. Again, we could, you know, in fact, apply now. You could then be funded. So we could pay for your training, and then we offer you employment afterwards.
So you're saying you've actually got some vacancies?
We've got
some vacancies, and
they are... You know, they are funded, a funded program.
What age are you looking for? Is that 16 or 18?
It's generally probably 18 plus that we're looking for. And we're looking for, you know, people with obviously an interest in the outdoors and working outdoors and working with young people as well. So, you know, you can train in lots of sort of multidiscipline water sports activities. And, you know, have a fantastic time. And it gives you also, I mean, as well as working for us on the island, but it does give you then the opportunity to go work overseas.
Global travel
once you've got that qualification. And
I know one of my friend's daughters just did a summer out in Greece teaching sailing. So yeah, the opportunities are amazing.
So, you know, if you're thinking about a gap year or you know, or you're actually, you've done some, you know, you want a sort of an outdoor career, then it can be a fantastic option for you.
Also potentially the stepping stone, again an example of a friend's son who actually trained as a hairdresser, then came and did the super yachts course, now works as a valet to a multi-billionaire out in the States on his yacht.
Yes.
The most amazing life that he's travelling the world, seeing everything. Yeah. So combined the hairdressing and the water kind of thing.
I was going to say, and one of the things you said a moment ago is that whole vision on the island of thinking, are there opportunities off this island? And the obviously being able to go and do these things with you guys at UKSA can open up so many opportunities that, like you said, working on a super yacht, that'd be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we have graduates that go on and they'll be captaining a super yacht. Yeah. It can be, you know, a really fantastic job.
Can I come and train?
Yeah.
I'm up for some super yacht action.
I'll sign a recareer part for you.
There was a nice one at the Monaco Grand Prix that had a McLaren on the front of it.
I could see you on that.
Yeah, yeah, I'd quite happily have that right now. I've got that picture in my head.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. So we've got all that coming on. You also bring visitors to the island, don't you? Because schools from the mainland come down for residentials, I believe.
Yes, we do. I mean, we've got around 10,000 plus students every year. That's obviously a combination.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. I mean, that's obviously a combination of people from the island, but also from all of the country, actually. In fact, globally, we have international students.
And I think also important to remember, for those young people, that's their introduction to the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
That might spark a lifetime's love of visiting the island.
Completely.
So actually, I mean, how often do you meet people who say, oh, the Isle of Wight, I went there as a child and I've been coming back ever since?
Absolutely.
So important for all our industries to have those new tourists, as it were, coming through.
Well, one of the things I've been looking at is our strategy for the future. And, you know, part of that is about inspiration.
Yeah.
So it's about inspiring that lifelong love of the sea. And the things that you experience when you are a young person, you know, it's very formative, isn't it?
Yes.
And so if you develop that at a younger age, then it's something that you'll have, you can carry with you through your life.
Now, you mentioned you're a charity.
Yes.
I've worked in charities. It's not easy.
No, it's particularly tough at the moment, I have to say.
What are the pressures? What are the challenges? Where do you find your funding? What do you need from the island in the way of support?
Well, I mean, as I was explaining, you know, we do fund lots of opportunities for young people, but obviously we do need to fundraise for that. So we do work with, you know, with the sector, with sort of maritime organisations, you know, with kind of richer individuals, to be frank, you know, people with a real keen interest in sailing. But we're always looking for support, you know, and that could be, you know, big or quite small, actually. So, you know, want to run a marathon or you want to do something for us, then, you know, there is that opportunity. And you can come down. We do have open days, actually. We've got one this Saturday. And so if you've got, you know, somebody who might be interested in a career, having a look round, then sign up for the open day,
yeah.
and then you can kind of get involved with us. But you know, there's information on our website and things.
That's something I was going to ask actually, because you said about the career opportunities and stuff yeah. like that. So obviously, you can come down to this open day. When did you say it was again?
Well, we do them every month, but we've actually got one this coming Saturday.
Okay.
So I think if you go onto the website, you can kind of sign up.
And you can also apply online if you can't make it down there, or
yeah. So I mean, if you contact us, we can get the team to you know, to talk through your options. Because obviously, if you're thinking about a career, for example, yeah. you want to have a chat with somebody
yeah,
about what that could be. So you know, so get in touch with us. We've got some places for cadets, and we've also got some. We also work really collaboratively with the Isle of Wight College,
yeah.
and so we've got some FE places as well, so further education places.
It's a perfect time of year if you've got a yeah. know of a young person who's finishing some stuff up yeah. and then thinking, don't know what next.
Don't know what next.
Be curious, come and yeah. find out.
Yeah. And we've got, as I said, we've got these a program called Maritime Futures, and that's a 5-day fully funded residential experience where we will introduce lots of different options around different maritime yeah. careers and see if it's, you know, do a taster and see if it's for you.
Perfect. So you're not committing to anything other than I'll come and find out.
Come and find out.
Yeah, which yeah. is great.
And if you love it, then you know, yeah. we've got the cadet program starting in yeah. September. So, you know, now is the time. You might be coming out of your exams thinking, what am I going to do next? Then, you know, come and have a look.
So the impact report that you've produced, I mean, yes. the numbers are in here. I mean, you're talking in the thousands of people turning up. The 35,000 sea miles logged. I love that one. I mean, that's around the Isle of Wight a few times, isn't it? At
least. Just
once
a few.
Or twice.
Probably not as many as you cycled, but, you know, it's quite a few. So can yeah. people access this? Is this on your website if they want to go and have a look?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, if you do contact us, we can send these sort of information yeah. out to you and things. But what we like to do is we like to think about, well, what difference are we making? And this is why we produce this report.
Yeah.
So
mm.
it actually shows, you know, the tangible difference that yeah. we're making to young people. You know, and we've been working with the University of Cambridge to actually look at to actually measure the impact it has on young people.
Brilliant.
So, you know, in terms of their resilience, their confidence, yeah. you know, their ability to work in a team, and it's a tangible difference.
Yes. Well, it's nice to know experience. The results of your efforts. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No,
to know that it's completely worthwhile and that you're really making a difference, and to share that with people.
Completely.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And I mean, it can be transformative as well.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
funny,
yeah.
It's the almost exact conversation I was having with somebody this morning about how sometimes just that little thing can actually, especially with a young person, it's the thing that changes the course of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you may never know it,
yeah.
but actually they'll look back and go, oh, that time that was done for me, or I got that
yeah.
opportunity.
Yeah.
It made the difference. It gave me the confidence.
Yes.
So fantastic.
And it might be that, you know, you don't actually flourish in the classroom.
No.
And yeah. and some people don't. And
no.
that's actually okay, you know, and it might be that from yeah. a more practical perspective, you enjoy being outdoors
yeah.
and doing practical things.
Mm.
Obviously it could be academic as well, but
yeah.
you know, it gives young people that opportunity, and they might, you know, thrive in that outdoor environment.
So if someone's listening at home thinking, oh, I know who they should know about this. So how do they get in touch? What's the best way? What's your website?
Yeah, so our website, if you go onto our website, which is UKSA,
mm-hmm.
just sort of Google it, and you could either contact us.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's information on the site, but also there's the open day.
Do people need to register for that in advance?
Yeah, so if you
okay.
register,
yeah.
It should be kind of, I think it's on the opening page actually
yeah.
of our website. You can, and if you can't make it this Saturday, because obviously it's a bit short mm. notice, we should be having another one in
yeah.
In the
but
next
just
few
get
weeks.
In touch.
Or
as
just
you say,
get in touch.
Talk to one of the team and say,
yeah.
tell me more.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
Right, well, welcome to the Isle of Wight.
Thank you.
I hope you get, as Derek Sandy would say, we hope you're going to stay a while. We'll fill you in on that local joke in a minute.
If you haven't already heard.
We would love you to come back regularly and tell us what's going on, or members of the team.
Yeah, I'd love to.
So we'll sort that out, because I think, you know, it's so important that the rest of the island know what's going over.
Maybe an outside
Arctic
broadcast
Road.
Down at UKSA.
Maybe, yeah.
Well,
well,
you're very welcome to come down
yeah.
Yeah.
and have a look. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we could have you out on a paddleboard or something.
Oh, crikey. Yeah, okay.
Day,
yeah. Well, if
maybe a powerboat. What do you think?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm up for,
love
I love powerboats. Yeah, yeah. You can chuck me out one of them, no problem at all. I'll bring my microphone. That's as I can do. See if you can actually complete an interview on a speedboat.
Yeah, you can.
Just have to talk a bit louder. Right, well, thank you so much, Kat. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, it's been lovely. Cool.
Yeah, that will be going up on our website after 3 o'clock. So if you only caught the end of that interview and you'd like to hear more, you can listen.